free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, Freer Freedom, and tonight we'll be looking at Why Worlds Fail. Dr. Kipping on the Cool Worlds channel on YouTube has a video about why we may be surrounded by older alien civilizations. And in it, he looks at the mathematics involved by examining civilizations on our planet, and he comes to the conclusions that civilizations fail in an exponential curve. Only a very small tail may survive. It is Peter Turchin's view that civilizations fail in history because the despotic 1% ruling elites cause a rift between them and the general public, and eventually they are defeated in war because, well, would you give up your life for Jeff Bezos? This is also the criteria in the art of war for determining who will win a war, is if the people and their rulers are united or not. Also, when Rome started taking over all kinds of other countries, the wealth from those conquests went to the small ruling minority, and they in turn corrupted the government, and eventually Rome fell. And again, this was in war in the West, because they had also allowed their army to be populated by some of the conquered peoples who weren't too happy about it. And in the East, they lasted for 1,000 years longer at Constantinople, where they had several series of walls, a well-trained military, horse archers in armor, but they were eventually defeated by it to the technological innovation of cannons, which brought down their walls. According to Edward Luttwak, the Byzantines, the Romans in the East, were also very good at grand strategy and the use of diplomacy and allies. When one of their neighbors attacked them, they would often give financial support to the neighbors on the other side of their neighbors to attack their enemy in the rear. So technological innovation seems to be the most powerful force in causing a civilization to fall. According to Peter Turchin, there are other societies where the leaders are very beneficent to their public, and yet if that was what it took to survive, then those kinds of civilizations would dominate. But we do see, in fact, that it flip-flops back and forth. Sometimes it's a beneficent, sometimes it's a fascist society. And I guess the reason the beneficent societies fail is because of possibly overpopulation. Things are so good that people have too many children, and then eventually a climate problem for their food supply leads to the collapse of their civilization. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. But currently, the citizens are being subtly enslaved by big tech and other wealthy elements in our society. To put it into a slogan, wealth is treason. And that's the reason America is currently falling. A metaphorical example of that is the radio telescope which recently collapsed in Puerto Rico. America can't even run a fucking telescope. And the technological innovation which causes a civilization to fall is actually occurring within our society. The silicon chip was retrieved from a UFO, and it is doing a very good job of oppressing us without us even realizing it. Well, to be true, I guess it's becoming obvious to people now. They thought the internet was going to free them, but now they're being surveilled by it. Every click you make is being tracked. And the really nasty part coming in the future is the robot soldiers. In the past, the ruling elites would fail because their subjects deserted them because they're fucking assholes. But in the future, the army that defends the ruling elites will be automated robots. A future tactical threat to the life of the people. But in the present, the people are already under a strategical threat to their logistical supply because automation is putting people out of work and a whole lot of people are going to be homeless. Due to the lack of income and also the climate chaos will burn down or flood a lot of the available housing, so what housing is left will be very expensive to live in. Additionally, the climate chaos and rising salt water will destroy the agriculture in the fertile deltas and cause the price of food to rise. So the people will be hit by rising housing costs, rising food costs, and they won't really be needed for the ruling elite because of the automation and the robot soldiers, so their greatest value will be as protein for the rich. If you thought things were going to get better now that COVID is a year old, you better think again. And just ignoring these obvious logical extensions of our future isn't going to make it better. Magic doesn't work like that. You actually have to do something. And since we've already seen in previous shows that we are not alone in the universe, there are aliens willing to help us, but we're going to have to be in resonance with them. We're going to have to choose good over evil. Instead, what is happening is people are clamoring after money and taking advantage of others and following an evil path, and so the evil aliens are playing us for fools. Did you ever harm someone because of a sudden impulse? That impulse may not have come from you. You could have been a victim of telepathic puppetry by alien mantis robots. I know, it's hard to believe, but these nasty pests have been turning humanity into their puppets for thousands of years. What can you do about it? You could do the same thing that ancient anarchists did. You could take psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin has been shown in studies to reduce criminal activity among criminals. By taking magic mushrooms, you can stop these evil aliens from turning you into a piece of shit. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. We have a probable example of a planetary civilization that fell in our own solar system, and that's probably Mars. Mars, either through a climate catastrophe or some kind of advanced technology weaponry, used to be civilized. You can see the face on Mars, which is half a lion and half a monkey in a pharaoh's hat. This is actually a joke against us, because the Sphinx used to have a lion's face, but some pharaoh put his own face on it, and probably the original artists on Mars got pissed about it. There's also a crack down the middle between the two faces, so therefore we are being mooned from Mars. This is an example of Martian humor. The tall whites at Area 53 and 54, which Charles Hall talks about, are probably the remnants of the failed Martian civilization. He said they had a very good sense of humor. They are also probably responsible for the fact that half a procession from 1944 AD to 10944 BC, our last planetary extinction, is equal to a procession, half a procession, and therefore this is a math joke. At first I thought this might be the mantids, but the mantids seem to act more like complete computers, whereas the tall whites with no teeth have a sense of humor, and they do seem to be a mantis hybrid much like ourselves. They seem to be more polluted by the mantis genetics because they are not as compassionate as we are. As usual, the evidence I am using is of the slimmest kind, because that's all they're willing to give up. First of all, the CIA did a remote viewing experiment where a remote viewer was given the coordinates on Mars and not even told it was on Mars, and then asked what it was like a million years or so ago. And then the remote viewer said that they detected life, but it seemed to be sort of there and sort of not. And this is exactly what I would expect to hear if they were looking for life that was skipping through time, sometimes in our universe and sometimes in between dimensions. And that is exactly what I would do if I had access to that kind of technology and suddenly there was no food on Earth. I would just skip through time until things improved. It might be millions of years, but that could only be a few days if you were skipping through time. Also, there is water on Mars, and I think the sun may have been warmer in earlier periods, so life may have flourished there. And when there are less resources for survival, of course, the surviving peoples will fight amongst themselves just to survive. That is what we are going to experience from climate chaos, and it's probably what the Martians went through. Now, as for the tall whites up at Nellis Air Force in Las Vegas, they could easily be Martians. They are white because there is less light coming to Mars, just like in the northern latitudes on Earth, and they are tall and frail due to the lighter gravity of Mars, and this would be a natural place for them to show up. We're just one planet away. Psychologically, they seem to have a temper. And this is very similar to the Neanderthals, who may have some of their genetics. The Neanderthals were tall with orange hair, and I remember hearing an indigenous person say that tall giants used to be a tribe nearby, but they couldn't get along with any of the other tribes and got wiped out. All of the aliens that Charles Hall encountered carried a wand-type weapon with a microwave waveguide that would excite the atoms at different tunings to either cause pain, paralysis, or a bleed out. Now, even the children had these weapons, so that suggests to me that these people are on a war footing at all times, and they are probably refugees. More evidence that points in that direction is Charles Hall comment that many of them were related to each other. And the fact they have their children with them also means they're probably refugees. The fact that they're related to each other suggests that they may not get along with members of their own species unless they're related. Charles also said that there was an individual who was their general, and he was a very severe person. So again, this is like a military group, and you don't often see a military group with people related to it unless they are similar to refugees. Charles Hall asked one of the aliens what they think of Earth, and she said that it was a desolate place, and where most civilizations became intelligent, they killed off all the animals. Now, if they weren't refugees, they also loved their children very much. If they weren't refugees, why would they be bringing their children to a desolate place full of dangerous animals? Finally, they were getting a lot of their logistical support from the Air Force. The clothes they were wearing, they made a scout ship with hammocks from the Air Force, and microwave ovens, and all the materials in the scout ship came from the Air Force and civilian suppliers to the Air Force. This suggests that they have no logistical support anywhere else and are desperate for supplies, as a refugee would be. An example of their lack of compassion and temper is that a CIA guy was with a tall white woman, and they were walking down the steps of a Capitol, and because she was tall and unused to the gravity, he became concerned that she would fall on the steps, so he steadied her elbow. She became extremely upset at this, pulled out her weapon, and hit him with the pain setting repeatedly, and said to him, "Do you think we are fools?" So this suggests to me that lack of compassion, he was only trying to help her, the temper, and they're extremely proud. She asked, "Do you think we are fools?" So they are very proud of their intelligence. Now, since they are jokers, and they're very proud, it would be very easy for me to put them on tilt with some jokes. Proud people are some of my favorite targets. And I have some jokes that some of my friends have laughed at. But because they are refugees, and they do have their good points, they do care more about their children than we do, I don't really have the heart to hit them with some of my strongest sarcasm. So I'm going to be really light on the jokes. But they have been messing with me. But before I get into that, I'd like to explain an alternative scenario and why they killed off the animals on Mars. The alternative scenario is based on the fact that Charles Hall said they lived to be 800 years old. Now, I'm assuming that they're lying through their dentures on a lot of what they told him. He seems very honest. So an alternative explanation for why they're 800 years old is because they're skipping through time. They're only here a tenth of the time, and they might live to 80 years old. And further confirmation of that is the fact that he said their wounds took a very long time to heal. It really doesn't make sense if they're so healthy, they live so long, that their wounds would take so long to heal, unless they were skipping through time and their wounds healed at a normal rate. And therefore, they're coming from a star system planet within 8 to 12 light years from Earth instead of Mars. Now, why they killed the animals is a little trickier. He thought it was because they were scared of how violent the animals were. But these folks are fully armed. What do they have to worry about from an animal? When we look at it from a multidimensional time traveling scenario, this gets back to a previous episode on Free Thy Land on the extraordinary claim, Earth is Alone, where I said that in an alternative timeline, if we wipe ourselves out, another species will arise to become the intelligent species of the planet. Well, this is actually happening on alternative timelines. So if you are skipping through time, you're not on your own timeline. You are being smeared across adjacent timelines. And on those timelines, you will run into some of these more highly advanced kitty cats and dogs in suits and with weapons. So all other animals on your planet become a threat to you to become as intelligent or even more intelligent than you. So one way of dealing with that would be to wipe out all the cute little puppies. Now, as far as them playing jokes on me, when I first started to do the UFO stuff on talk shows, I had previously had a good deal of success against the terrorists who were doing psyops terrorism that no one knew about. There I was a little worried about getting killed, but I thought they were probably somewhat professional, and since no one believes me anyways, there wouldn't really be a reason to kill me. But with UFOs, I'm not sure what was going to happen. I was concerned that I might get abducted and some alien mantis would stick a big needle in my junk, or who knows what would happen. But there were lives to save. I did realize that the multi-level terrorists were ultimately being controlled by aliens and played for saps, so why not go after the top of the pyramid? So I called in some talk shows, and this was when I was living in Las Vegas. As a result, they attacked me in my dreams. Now, Area 54 and 53 at Nellis Air Force in Las Vegas is also known as Dreamland. In Charles Tart's book, Altered Consciousness, he set forth the proposition that when you're in an altered state of mind, like the dream state, you are more able to experience telepathy. So in my dreams, they made a joke. And I don't often have jokes appearing in my dreams. And I don't often even remember my dreams because I do smoke a bit, which tends to make you forget your dreams upon awakening. And in addition to having jokes in my dreams, shortly thereafter, I experienced some slapstick humor in my daily life that seemed a little too coincidental. At the time, I immediately thought that this was in fact the aliens pulling jokes on me, because I didn't see how it could be done with psychological software and artificial intelligence, although that has made it difficult in many ways with these strange coincidences. I can't tell if it's psychic phenomenon or the artificial intelligence software. But at that point, I was somewhat confused, but relieved that no one was sticking a big needle into my junk. And I will cover this in more detail on the next episode of Free Thy Land, Part 3 of the Mantis Agenda. While we still have a fake president, I'm going to produce a few more verdicts from the highest court in the land, the Court of Militia. The $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget and HUD is now owed to the American people. I'm also going to put an additional triple damages on that amount because the military-industrial complex and the military have been using Northwoods, sacrificing American citizens in order to start wars. I'm also going to rule that Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, is a traitor, and therefore his position at the Senate is a nullity, and because the Senate is following him, their vote is now a nullity too until that is rectified, and therefore anything passed by the House has become law, which includes the legalizing marijuana bill. In addition to the $21 trillion plus triple damages, I'm also going to put a 25% interest rate on that money owed within 90 days. They have 90 days to appeal any of my decisions to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it must be heard in open court, and good luck with that. In addition, any other beneficiaries of that $21 trillion plus missing and the damages are also liable for the money involved, and that includes any aliens or extratemporals, etc. And that 25% interest is determined by a standard Earth year, none of your fancy skipping through time definitions of a year. Furthermore, any agreements negotiated with the aliens or extratemporals or whatever you want to call them by the military and the military-industrial complex are invalid due to the fact that they have exceeded their authority. I'm also nullifying any prior agreements made by a president of the United States because the aliens, ETs, extraterrestrials, whatever you want to call them, were not bargaining in good faith. These verdicts were rendered on January 13th, 2021 for the purposes of timing the appeal, and it is under the jurisdiction derived from the Fifth Amendment in times of public danger. And you're all wearing masks, aren't you? You will note under the Fifth Amendment that a court of militia can hold anyone to account, and there are no exceptions for presidents, members of the Supreme Court, or extraterrestrials. And while I cannot legislate, I can rule that the use of any indole psychedelic is religious on its face. There is a presumption of religious use because the psychedelic will move you in a spiritual direction. And in particular, the use of psilocybin mushrooms to protect the Earth from telepathic aliens is fully protected under the 1st and the 5th and the 9th and the 14th Amendments. And of course, the 2nd Amendment for anyone who claims militia status. And that's our show for this evening. And this is Free Thy Land, wishing you the best for your civilization. And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.